Simple exercise as we begin. If you would think of the smallest thing you have done this week, whatever it could be, what is the smallest thing you have done this week? And I'll invite if anyone is gutsy enough to shout out. If you need examples, it could be brushing your teeth. Breathing. Hey, that will work. That will work. Closing the gate. What's the smallest thing you've done? A few others. You washed your glasses. Yeah. Yeah. Two other small things. Took the lid off the rain barrel so she could catch more water. Hold a few weeds. There you go. So hold on to that. Think either use one of the ones that we've named or one that is of yourself and explore that for a moment. So we'll be thinking about how important small things can be. And take whatever that image is, closing the gate, brushing your teeth, opening a rain barrel, whatever it is. Imagine if you did not do that. And you did not do it for weeks, the impact of that. Loretta said breathing. You know, that's a very small thing. In fact, our cells do it without us. You know, it's questionable whether we do it or our bodies just do it by habit. You think if you didn't brush your teeth for a number of weeks, you know, the water being lost carry the garden, the weeds taking over what had been. It's an interesting exercise because we typically think in terms of large things that we do in life. I'm a success in life if I have done these great things. We look at, name your person, Bill Gates, you know, Celine Dion just came home. And we think, she did great things in Las Vegas, you know. And we typically think, that's a question, you know, we can debate that. But we typically think in those grand schemes of what makes a life successful, and we don't typically think of these small things. A successful life is continuing to breathe. A successful life is allowing the plants in your garden to grow a bit more. A successful life is having clean glasses so you can see the person in front of yourself. These are worth our meditation in what we do. We have before us many words this morning. I'll begin with Naaman, and it was his trial to go through doing a simple thing. It was for him to a great commander in the army, coming from a place where the rivers are stronger than anywhere else in the world, and he's comes to this place of the Jordan, which I have not been there, but I understand is kind of muddy and shallow. It's not a deep brushing thing, and his way of healing is to wash seven times in this creek. For him, it's a small thing. And for him, the greatest trial is to come to honor that small thing. And I reflect that for him to do that simple act of washing, perhaps the way of healing, is that he oriented himself toward God. If he had washed in the great rivers, he would have oriented himself towards his own strength, the strength of his country. But he chooses instead, he allows himself to walk in humility, to risk this simple thing, which is a choice of love, which is a choice of self-giving, which is a choice, an act of worship in giving thanks to God, and in turning himself towards God, he finds himself healed. We have opportunity to host tomorrow a memorial for Jean Vanier. Many of you will at least know his name. He's a Canadian. He was a Canadian. And he found himself in France, where he saw how intellectually disabled adults were kind of segregated and pushed aside from the fullness of life. And so he invited two men to come and live with him. And it seems like a small thing, two people to come in and live and share life with him. And yet it has grown into this great movement of L'Arche. We have the day program across the field here, which is why we're hosting with them the memorial. And a saying that he's famous for bringing about, and the foundation of L'Arche, is he says, "We're not called by God to do extraordinary things, but to do ordinary things with extraordinary love." I'll read that again. "We are not called by God to do extraordinary things, but to do ordinary things with extraordinary love." Somewhere in the L'Arche literature, if you don't know, there are 6 or 7 houses across the city, and there are assistants who live there. They're from all over the world, and 3 or 4 intellectually disabled adults who live in community. It's not a group home. That would be the wrong description. It's more like a family that has chosen to be together, and that sharing life together. And there was something in the literature saying that if getting ready for the day takes until lunch, that's okay, because it's the way of L'Arche to do small things in love and to take all this time to care for one another. And the gift of Jean Vanier is to bring that to the forefront and say, the most important thing we can do is love one another. The most important thing that exists between us is our relationship. All these other things about productivity, all these other things about getting things done, fall to the wayside when you put relationship at the center of what we do. So the memorial tomorrow will not be to the clock. It will not be everything tied up in nice bows and everything perfect. As I was sitting with Pat, who's the leader of the community there, she was saying, "Well, you know, we'll get these things ready, but then the rest will just kind of happen as it does." And I'm okay with that. I'm pretty comfortable there. I know not everyone is, but that's important for L'Arche to say. We will move at the speed of our slowest member. We will do what we need to do to get the things done that need to get done, because the most important thing is this relationship that we hold together. There'll be oranges because I guess Jean Vanier was very playful and would start food fights and all kinds of things like that in this playful, relational way that he brought to us. And so we have Naaman, this great commander, who is learning the way of simplicity, and we have Jean Vanier, who has begun these homes that have literally changed the world and are about doing small things in love. And in the midst of that is the mystery of God among us. In the midst of those things is the mystery of God's work that sustains us and brings us to the fullness of who we are, brings us to celebrate our breath, brings us to celebrate the gift of our life, brings us to celebrate the gift of life in community. And there is great importance in what is being brought to us, this mystery of Naaman, mystery of Jean Vanier. I think we have a glimmer of it in the sending of the 70 in the gospel, of Jesus sending these people out not to condemn. He does not say, go only to the rich. He does not say, go only to these communities. He does not say, go only to these people of a certain color. He says, go out. And the only way you will be turned away is if the people themselves do not receive you, if they effectively send you out of their town. And even then, say, the kingdom of God is at hand. Give them the news whether they are prepared to receive it or not. And this way that we learn in the Gospels, the way that we learn from Jesus, that the love of God is freely given. And it is not contingent on how much money you have, on your intellectual ability. It is not contingent on how strong you are or how weak you are, but it is simply given. The kingdom of God is given, the love of God is given and shared. And this is what we call the gospel, the good news that is brought to us in no conditional terms. And this news that Jean Vanier lived, this news that Naaman stumbled upon in foreshadowing of what was to come, and this news that we receive as we gather at this table. We come and we are offered bread, and the only way we do not receive it is if we reject it and turn it aside. It is given and shared with us, and we are to receive the gift and grace of God in the midst of that. I hope you take this news as a great comfort, that there is nothing in you that can keep you from God's love, that whether you have a lot of money in your bank account or not much money in your bank account, this does not matter to God. If you live a long life or a short life, it does not matter to God. If you are from this background or that background, it does not matter to God. If you have kids or no kids, it does not matter to God. If you have a huge family or a small family, it does not matter to God. What we are invited to offer is the self that we have. And if we do that in love, if we do that in the small ways that we find ourselves receiving and giving, that is enough for God and enough for us in our life. And so we pray with Naaman that we would see God in the small things we do, whether it is in the garden, whether it is breathing, whether it is closing a gate, that we do these small things in love and the world would see God's love through us. Amen.